College is hard. Let's talk about it. We laugh, we share, and we're telling you all about our college experiences and tips to improve yours. Quadcast presents Quad Talk 101.
Hey guys, this is Sean Wattman, and I'm here with
Sherry Kaboombi and
Allie Robinson. I was waiting for Sean to say "and," and it just you guys just both looked at me.
He's just like, "No, I'm not gonna say the "and." I'm gonna do the intro, and that's it."
Yeah, it was enough for me.
Thanks, Sean. You are the best.
Thank you. I know.
Now that you're already talking, I kind of want to talk about your topic. What is your topic today?
Well, yesterday, last night, there was a random pig just randomly on campus.
Why was
I'm speechless? I don't even know how to react to that.
He's not even gonna paint the picture.
Oh,
he's just
okay.
Gonna be like,
"It was a It was just some warthog."
Just a warthog on campus.
Pretty much.
That was someone's pet.
Pretty much.
Like, so when you first told me this, I thought there was like, I don't know, like, not a pep rally, but you know how like there's things on campus, and then they're just like, they bring things and items and whatever, and they're like, "Oh, you know, come support the farm," or whatever. I thought it was that, but the video you showed me was literally someone taking a video of just a random pig with like the little like light thing
its
neck.
It was decorated.
Yeah. Aww. So that way they don't lose the pig, and it's just walking randomly on campus at night.
Yes.
So, question for both of you. If you just saw, like, a random pig, like a random warthog, that's like, that thing was bigger than a dog. Like,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a pretty beefy pig. So, like, if you saw that at night, like, what would you do?
I would question if I was awake, first of all. I'd be like, "Is this happening? Is this happening?" Once I established that it was, in fact, happening, I would probably keep walking, because why is there a pig? I feel like nothing good comes from seeing random animals open on campus.
I feel like, because, like, was this person with their pig, or was the pig just by itself?
I wasn't there. I don't know. I just saw it on social media.
Well, I feel like if I just saw, like, someone with a pig, I'd be like, "Oh, that's really cool. Can I take a picture or something?" But if I just see a pig, I don't know if this pig likes people. I don't know if it's freaked out that I'm touching it. I don't know. Animals can be pretty temperamental, so I'll be like, "I'm just going to
slowly walk away.
I'm just going to walk over. I'm going to walk over here." It's fine. But, like, what about you, Sean?
What would I do? Well, how would I react?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, for starters, I have the WCU campus belief. Police, I can't speak today.
The beliefs.
Yeah.
I like that better.
The campus beliefs number on the top of my list.
Like, oh, you were just calling the police.
Oh, yeah.
I guess that's a good option if there's just, like, a random pig. I mean, that happened in my neighborhood. Like, there are just random bears just, like, walking around. And there was, like, a whole PSA. Like, don't try to touch the bears. Don't try to take pictures. And I'm just like, who's trying to do that? Why would you do that? Don't be dumb. That's the PSA today. Don't be don't approach wild animals.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say, I don't think I would need to be told not to approach and touch a bear. But if you do need to be told, I mean, I guess good for you. You must really like animals. You would...
This podcast is dedicated to educating people not to touch random people. Random animals.
We can leave people in there.
Yeah, that too.
I don't think you should touch random people either.
That too.
Don't do any of that. Oh my God. That's funny. But yeah.
Don't touch anything.
Don't touch anything.
Don't touch yourself. Don't touch anything.
There you go, Sean.
Exactly.
Sean's the best. Sean really is.
Yes.
And good segue moment. Allie, what's your topic?
So, I know previously we've talked about how the food options on campus are fairly limited. So, if you guys could put anything on campus related to food, what would it be?
Okay, I like Chickie and Pete's. Like, I think that's a good idea.
Boo.
I am going to say Chickie and Pete's is already here. So, are we putting
no.
Chickie and Pete's 2, like from the SpongeBob movie when they have the second Krusty Krab?
Okay, well,
is that what you're proposing?
If you both let me finish. First off, I'm thinking instead of doing like Flex or like Rambucks, why don't you just do meal swipes? This way, like, everyone can get it.
I thought you were going to say, let's just do money instead.
No.
Like, what the heck?
Just use like, meal swipes.
Do you not get to do that for, because
no.
I don't use those, so I don't know. So you have to use like Flex.
Yeah.
So you have to use an additional thing on top of meal swipes.
Yes.
That's kind of annoying.
Yeah, that's something that changed, because I remember my freshman semester, you could do like, Chick-fil-A was like, you could use 2 meal swipes, basically.
Really?
Yeah, and they got rid of that recently.
I think that's a good idea because I hear a lot of my friends who have the Rambucks and stuff, they're so stressed because they have to spend their flex or else it doesn't like roll over into the next semester. Mm-hmm. So if you just make it meal swipes, I feel like it's less stressful.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then it's like, okay, as opposed to like, I don't know if flex is like a certain amount of money. Is it in money or is it in like also Rambucks?
So flex, like it depends like, what you could put how much like you could put a certain amount on it like it doesn't matter and then like yeah then you spend it throughout this the year
is it by semester because someone told me like you get a package that's the year but each semester you get a certain amount and if you don't spend it you lose it that's how
you don't
I got
lose it moves, it transfers like to the next semester
okay
and then you can add more if you want like anytime
you know what? I like that idea
you're welcome.
Thanks. Would you put a particular restaurant or like food place in that's not already here?
That uses meal swipes?
Sure, that uses meal swipes.
I like your thinking.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Panera.
Interesting.
What?
Okay, do you want me to change my answer?
No. I kind of do. I want to hear him out. Why Panera? Why Panera on a college campus?
Well, because first off, it's kind of healthy. I think it's pretty affordable.
What? Hold on. Oh. Okay. No, keep going. Sorry. I'm going to hear you
thank
out.
Thank you. I think there's like a lot of options. I think it's kind of, yeah. I don't even know anymore. Just, what do you want to
You're
say?
You're like, I'm vouching. Okay. I guess like with Panera, like, listen, I don't hate Panera, mm-hmm. but like, I feel like if I were to pick like a thing on campus, I'd pick something that's cheap. Like, I'm a college student. I want something cheap. Panera's cheap in the way that Starbucks is cheap.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, then again, that's why I'm saying,
thank you.
That's why I'm saying meal swipes.
I know, but I guess like I think if you're right, like if you want something on the bougier end, like, ooh, like we got Einstein's, we got Starbucks, we got Panera.
Okay, wait. As someone from Jersey, Einstein's is not good.
Is it not?
No, it's not real bagels.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, it's not good, but it's so expensive.
Yes. That is true.
Unnecessarily expensive, bad bagels.
Yeah. And like Panera is expensive. So I'm like, well, I want to get a cheap place in here. You know what I want? You know what I really want, guys? I want a Wendy's in here because Wendy's is cheap. Wendy's is good.
Wait. I said Panera, and you're like, no, thank you. And then you go to Wendy's.
Whoa. What? Do you have a vendetta against Wendy's?
I like Wendy's, but why Wendy's?
Okay. I'm gonna tell you why. Because I told Allie this off camera, off podcast. But I'm gonna tell you guys.
I can't wait for this.
Okay. So out of like McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, who has the best deals? Wendy's, because you can literally get a $5 or a 4 for $4 and you get like chicken nuggets, fries, you get a drink. Like it's cheaper. Like if you're in a pinch, it's really cheap. If you have to get those three things from McDonald's, it's $10. You want to know how I know? Because I did it and it was way more expensive and I got like four things. What the heck's going on? And then like Burger King, we had Burger King, but clearly that wasn't doing well because it went out of. Oh, that sucks. Yeah, it was COVID. That's why I went out of business. But still, Wendy's. Yeah, because there's a Burger King like right near the school.
Oh, I thought you meant Burger King altogether.
No. They're good. They're good. But I think Wendy's, because it's really cheap, there's a lot of options. And like, yeah, you know what I mean? That is my two cents. That's the one I'm doubling down on.
Interesting. I like my choice better.
You like? That's because you. I feel like I would never see you at a Wendy's.
I've been to Wendy's.
You've been to Wendy's?
Yes, I have many times.
What have you gotten from there?
I've gotten the chicken nuggets.
Good choice.
Like a,
good choice.
Oh, and then the what's that thing called?
It's like frosty?
A shake. Yes.
See, they have the frosty. Panera doesn't have a frosty. They just have bougie lemonades, which it's like, all right, I can make that sandwich at home. I literally could. I got a bacon turkey Bravo. It's just bread. It's just, I can make that at home.
Oh, what about you, Allie?
I feel like you guys are not going to like my decision. After the drama that has been going on through Wendy's and Panera, I'm a little scared.
Say it.
But
well, I'm winning, but yes.
No.
I would have to go with Cava.
I've never even... Is that cachava?
What?
Oh, I'm thinking of like this protein shake. That's what that sounded like.
So, think of Chipotle, but better. It's basically like you get in line, you order your little, you can get like a bowl or you can get a sandwich. They have like rice bowls, they have salads, and it's like Mediterranean food. So it's on the healthier side. It is pricier than Panera. I will not lie. I will not try to hide that fact. But it is so good. And
okay, so I'm winning still.
She didn't know. What?
What's it called again?
Cava. C-A-V-A. There's one about like a 12-minute drive from campus.
C-A-V-A?
Yes.
Hmm.
So it's like Mediterranean Chipotle.
Oh, wait. I like that. I think, you know what? I'm in a marketing class right now, and I feel like that would be a... That bowl does look good. I feel like from a marketing standpoint, that would be pretty good because I hear people, girls, men, everyone on the daily saying, like, I want to get some Chipotle. Like, that is the biggest food I keep hearing. That and Chick-fil-A. So, like, maybe that would be a pretty good addition for... The school.
Yeah, I was originally going to say Chipotle, but I think that Cava's better than Chipotle.
Wow.
And it's sort of like the same thing, so you're getting that Chipotle experience. I agree, but it's more enjoyable.
You're like, I just agree with
Taco
the answer.
Taco Bell and Chipotle, like, don't feel real.
I feel like Taco Bell, like, I don't want to give people the runs. Like, I like Taco Bell, but I was going to put that as an answer, and I was like, I can't in good conscience do that to college
I've
students.
I've also never been to either.
You've never been to how are you gonna, Sean?
I know.
How are you gonna tell that? Like, how are you gonna say that they both are bad if you haven't even been to them?
Precisely.
You can't do that.
Yes, I can.
You legally can't do that.
It's legally.
So you've been to Wendy's once and had chicken nuggets.
Once.
Yeah.
I think you're mistaken.
How many times?
I don't count. I don't have a calendar of all the times I've been to Wendy's.
But the times you've been there, it's been like chicken nuggets and Frosties.
Well, there's been more. I've gotten burgers.
That's nice. Did you like it?
They were fine.
Nice. So you agree with me that Wendy's is good.
I mean, they're better than McDonald's. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. Don't put.
But Panera is better than both.
Okay. Question. Like, where would you guys put these places? Say if the school's like, you know what? You could have all three. Where would you put them?
I feel like we need to not put anything else in Sykes. Sykes is already crowded.
Sykes is so polluted,
there's,
yes.
There's, like, polluted. Always a horde of people in front of the Chick-fil-A. So I feel like we need to have a sort of removal
oh my
of
God.
Food and spread it out somewhere.
Yeah, because Sykes has food, and then Chickie and Pizza's over there. So, like, I feel like it's, like, the food locations are good. But I think that there should be, in my opinion, next to Goshen. Panera.
wait a minute, is there even a place like to put a food place? Like, is there, there's a
okay,
parking
I,
garage
I
and
changed my answer.
Okay,
isn't wait brain blast, I'm having a Jimmy Neutron moment.
Oh him.
Sean, I'm starting to think you're too young for me. Me and Sherry are closer in age. You're like a little baby. You don't know who Jimmy Neutron
yes,
is.
Yes, I knew who that is.
Okay. It took you a minute, though.
Yeah, that was... I feel confident in your answer. Oh, yeah. No, I know who that is. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, there's a new dining hall in the new building.
Yes.
Which I don't think Lawrence is being used anymore, right?
Is it?
I don't think so. I feel like
they
closed
a good
Lawrence.
Idea. Yeah.
So, like... They should just put another food court in Lawrence.
The other thing, too, is...
Smart.
You know there's, like, a smoothie place on
in
the bottom?
The
yeah.
rec center?
No.
Where is it? What?
It's in Lawrence Hall, and it's where
sec.
Einstein is?
In the sec.
Oh, I've never been in there.
Me yeah. neither.
Okay, well,
never heard of it.
Because of someone who actually goes in there, I'll tell you. So, you know the Commons where you get food?
Yes.
Okay, on the bottom, there's, like, a smoothie place that you can go to, and then next to it, there's, like, a market you can get food. I'm thinking next to both of those, like on another side, they should make Panera.
Mm. I'm still not sold on the Panera. So
I'm
every
not.
Time you say Panera, I'm like,
Okay, fine.
How about your place? Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Better.
Yes.
You know.
How about a mixture?
Here's the thing. Okay. You know what I'm gonna do, guys? I'm gonna create a poll, and yes, you listening, you could partake in the poll and say like which place you think should be, you know. Added to the school.
And feel free to vote multiple times.
No!
For Panera specifically.
Don't vote for Panera. Vote for Wendy's
Panera.
Or Cachava or whatever.
Oh, okay. So it's two against one now?
No. Vote for whoever you want. But we're going to do a poll. And I want to see like where people are leaning. Because I feel like you guys have a good standing than I do, because
I agree.
It's either the bouginess of the Chipotle-esque thing or the bouginess of Panera, because I've seen both of those types of things here.
Have you?
No, I guess I haven't, but I feel like I've heard people talk about it.
You haven't been to Panera?
I've been there once, and I had a water. No, I'm kidding. No, I've been there a couple times.
You can get water for free there.
You can literally get water for free, like most places.
No. A lot of places, no.
Starbucks lets you do that.
Okay, but that's one place.
That's one place you could do it. But yeah, guys, we're going to be voting. Go and do the poll of like which place you think is the best to have at WCU. Not Chipotle. What is it called?
Cava.
Panera for office.
Panera for office or Wendy's. It's cheap, guys. That's my plate. That's all. That's my standing ground.
Panera's healthy and affordable, too.
Fine. I've said my case. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for these topics. Do you have anything else to add?
Vote for Cava if you have taste. You can vote multiple times. I will not tell anybody. And I think that we should support voter fraud in this instance.
What?
In this instance only. Vote for Cava. Vote for Cava.
What Ali said, but replace it with Panera.
No, just pick Wendy's because it's cheaper, guys. It's cheaper. It's cheaper and you get more deals. But anyway, that's my steady. But I'll see you guys. We'll see you guys next week.
Panera.
Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WCU Quad and Twitter at the Quad WCU. Tune in next week for another episode of Quad Talk 101.